Got any funny stories from behind the scenes of your movie?
And a oop.
You put gel in your hair.
Yeah.
And a oop.
Len, do you still have gum in your mouth? No. Okay.
Did he say yeah or no?
He said no.
And a oop.
Are you going to talk about eating alone?
Oh, I know.
You should.
I know. That's the nation's review.
You ate alone at a taqueria yesterday.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. 2 weeks in a row. It's just...
It's worth mentioning.
Is it? So my mom can get mad at me? For eating crap and spending money.
And a oop.
Greetings, Internet. Welcome to But I'm Still a Good Person by Vince Nicholas. I'm your host, Vince Nicholas. I'm joined by my sparkling wifey, Carolyn Nicholas.
Hello.
Hello, honey. Thank you for joining me at our dining room table for our little program here. Okay, so we ate out recently, and we ate at a taqueria. And I don't want to name them because they're a fine, small business. We had a lovely meal there after going to Crocker Art Museum. The staff is good, but I'm here with the message across the board that when you go to a taqueria, don't order the French fries. Okay, so this is the typical taqueria. Red and yellow color scheme. It goes by various names. Alberto's, Albierto's, Adalberto's, blah, blah, blah. They proliferate across Northern and Southern California. I ordered through DoorDash because I had a $15 off coupon, which if you order pickup, because you can order pickup through DoorDash and all these services, where they get you is the delivery fees on top of fees and taxes and Prop 22 passed. So here's an extra $6 charge. But if you do pick up, they still kick menu items up by a buck or two. But when you're saving $15, you still come out ahead. But DoorDash, they're the middleman. And ideally, you want to have, well, the best thing is ordering in person, IRL. So you can look the person in the eye and get everything correct and they can repeat it back to you.
I thought you were against communication.
Yeah.
Well, like face to face, person to person.
Yeah. That's ideal in 1955. But yeah, I am. It's hard.
It's the most effective and efficient. It's the most quality assurance way to do things.
Yes.
But they don't like talking to you. Right. You don't like talking to them.
I don't like talking to them. I've worked McDonald's. We hate you, the customer. We hate you people. Leave us alone. When I worked at McDonald's, I could just imagine the orders coming up on the computer screen. It'd be breath of fresh air. Like, I can make a cheeseburger with extra mustard, and I don't have to hear you say, extra mustard. And then I type into the computer, extra mustard. Or when I work drive through. It's just, those speakers suck. I the most ideal is in person, IRL, looking them in the eye, so they can go everything again. But they hate you, and I don't hate them, but I just like the experience of going through all that. I'd rather point and click. It's much more efficient. And then calling them, their phones usually suck, or whatever, their landlines. And the kitchen is noisy. It's hard to hear them. It's hard to hear me. I'm at a bad cell tower.
I never trust that they get the message and the order correct. Or, did you hear me? Did you get everything?
Right. Yeah. And so, but the best is when a restaurant has, like, a one-on-one relationship. Like, they outsource their online ordering. Toast is a service. Chow Now is another service. But when the restaurant pays a website to do their online ordering, they have a direct relationship. DoorDash does not have a direct relationship with 9 million restaurants or whatever. They scrape menus from other websites, and that's a whole deal. But I use DoorDash because I had the $15 off coupon, and I did pick up. And I drove over there. We live more than 5 minutes, but less than 10 minutes from this particular red and yellow color schemed taqueria. Okay, so let's start off with your fish taco, honey. What did you think about your fish taco? Thoughts, feelings, comments, reflections?
So good.
Yeah.
A fish taco is a very reliable item to order.
It is.
I love getting the fish taco anywhere I go.
Yeah.
It's pretty standard. Usually it's a fried piece of fish.
Yeah.
The little bit of like coleslaw or cabbage.
Yeah.
And some tartar sauce.
Sauce.
Yeah. It's always good. And it was really good at this place.
Yeah. And the fried fish was like long fish sticks.
Yeah.
There were three or four of them in a little taco.
Plenty of meat. Yes.
Yeah, lots of protein. Yeah, it was good. I had a bite. Most taquerias, tartar sauce, it's like 95% mayonnaise. But this sauce was really good. And yeah, lots of fried fish, perhaps overfried, but that's fine.
And you got to squeeze the lime on. They always give you a little wedge and it makes a difference.
For sure. For sure. I got the chips cheese with pico de gallo. There was too much cheese. And so I like this particular item, chips, cheese, and pico de gallo, because the cheese melts and then you get the gooey, kind of slimy, greasy, but it's really good across hot, freshly fried chips with some salt on there. But there was too much cheese. And so a lot of it didn't melt. So I'm just eating shredded cheese on hot chips, hot fried, greasy chips, but too much cheese. And then I do the pico on the side because pico has a ton of moisture, a ton of water. And then me driving it for a couple minutes in the styrofoam to-go container, it just causes condensation, nuclei. So I get the pico on the side, but they gave me a tiny, tiny, like ranch-sized cup of pico. Some taquerias will give you, like if you go to a deli at a grocery store and you get a small 4-ounce.
It's like a quart or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite that much.
Yeah, they'll give you, it's a ton of pico, but I got this tiny little plastic cup of pico, and it was not pico, not enough pico for one man. So, yeah, that was a miss. But IRL, that would have been solved. Well, they would have given me a lot more pico. I also got a chorizo breakfast burrito, and I got it potatoes on the side. And again, I don't know if to blame... If I should blame DoorDash or this restaurant, but miscommunication. There were potatoes in the burrito, and then they gave me like French fries, the potatoes on the side, and I was like, okay, this is double the carbs. I wanted carbs on the side to maybe have a fry or two, but they gave me double the amount of papas. That's potato in Spanish. So I don't know who to blame here, but it was like, it was not good. And, I pulled the burrito apart and kind of stabbed at the chorizo and eggs parts. I ate maybe 60%. It was just too much potato, too many carbs. And the fries they put in there are a low rent fry. Well, because they have crappy fries. But yeah, it was, I was getting no potatoes. Next time I'll get it. No potatoes. I just wanted to see the potatoes on the side, maybe have a potato or two, but they gave me double the potatoes. I asked for them solely on the side. Okay. So the fries. Now we were eating with Len, and, Len likes fries. And if a restaurant serves fries, we're good to go with Lennox and Luna. If fries are served, we can order there, and we get them on the side. They're cheap, $3, sometimes $4 or $5, depending on the restaurant. But we got them, and I knew they were going to be bad because I've been here before. I've seen this movie before. All through my life, whenever ordering fries at a taqueria, always a huge miss, always a disappointment. I knew it going in. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me 3 times, shame on me again. But I opened them, and it was just, well, speaking of condensation, there was condensation happening. But they were soft, mushy.
Always soft, cold, congealed together.
Yeah.
Even the kids are like, oh, these are bad.
Yeah. Greasy, flaccid, wet, moist. I combine wet and moist. Wet. They were thicker than the burrito fries that were on the side for, like, the burrito fries on the side were even more limp, more flaccid. They were just, they were not good. I think they provide them for kids, and most kids.
Kids.
Do you want to leave that?
I don't know. I mean, it's funny. No, take it out.
It sounds like something Lennox would say.
And oop.
Yeah, fries are an afterthought at taquerias. And also the container, like McDonald's, Burger King, whatever, they have the little pocket container where it's surrounded. There's four walls, but there's no roof on the house because the fry can breathe. But most taquerias have the styrofoam that closes on the top container. And you got instant water. And then when you open it, it's like a freaking Niagara Falls cavalcade of water coming down. From all the condensation. Also, carne asada fries, which were popular in San Diego and are still popular at a bunch of taquerias. I never liked them because the fries are subpar, and then you just throw in a bunch of low-rent guacamole and a low-rent steak.
Is quality the issue? Because you don't really like loaded fries or nachos.
Yeah. Ooh, have that stuff on the side.
No.
Like, when you get nachos at movies or a baseball game, sometimes they pile everything on, but sometimes they have the little container for the cheese, and you can dip each chip into the cheese.
I like my food in a big, steamy pile that mushes together.
Yeah, carne asada fries, always terrible. Regular fries, terrible. Across the board, the papas are bad. Only there for the kids. That being said, Lennox housed my burrito fries.
Yes, and Luna.
The regular fries, yeah. They were both housed same day and next day. I guess you could reheat them in like an air fryer or an oven toaster, but sure, maybe.
Yeah, you'd have to like totally redo them yourself. You could like toss them in oil, put them in your toaster oven, sprinkle them with some seasoning.
Yeah, so you're working
You're doing the entire thing yourself.
You're working for the taqueria. So taqueria fries, avoid at all costs, no bueno, and then, order directly or call them. It's just, it's too much. And this particular location has a drive-thru, and I remember being on the other end of that drive-thru speaker, and I was like, kill me now. Go away. Go to the next taqueria down the road. Go to Jack in the Box. Alrighty. Well, are we done, honey?
Yes.
Alrighty. Well, that's the end of the program. It's been fun, but not really. Let's all try a little harder next time. By the way, we got more food, but I don't want to talk about it because I don't want my mom to get mad at me, okay, for spending $50 with a 15% off coupon at this particular taqueria. Okay. Like, comment, subscribe, follow, review, and rate, or don't. Do whatever you want. You're a grown-up. Make your own decisions. Do what's best for your family. Please be sure to use a promo code for taqueria.com. We don't have a promo code for this or that yellow and red taqueria.com. Goodbye, my parasocial podcast friends. I love you. My wife and I love you. We hope you have a good day today and tomorrow. And sure, I may not like speaking to the taqueria employees IRL, but I'm still a good person and we're still good people. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. Thank you for caring. I hope you have a wonderful day/night. A ball boy.
And a oop.
Ooh. We got chicken.
Is that crispy, juicy tender?
I can't eat no longer.
And a oop.